my friend, come with me and you'll see love take my hand. Now the clouds are parting and the sun shines here again. It's safe to say I finally found a way to avoid getting down. Just keep some ice cold beer around. And friends that live close to your town, they like your music, old your sound. Take all the hard things and discount all the times you've ever found. Soak up the sun and light one up, kids. You see what we finally have here. Lay down your weapons, the battle is done. Let the clouds and all of the fog clear. And both sides will take their halves. Happen to be happy with what we've got. Cause when you have it all, there isn't fun. All of it never seems like enough. Hey, just the way she goes some days. Don't you give up, turn around and walk away. Cause today, just another cloudy day. There's a light at the end, my friend. Come with me and you'll see love take my hand. Now the clouds are parting and the sun shines here again. Remember sunny days back when we used to play on the trampoline with the sprinkler spray. Jumping higher and leaving the ground below. Not a care in the world and nowhere to go. Thinking back to the time when it was golden out. Not a care in the world and nowhere to shout. We could surf till the sunset then drink. And life was such an epic dream. And though all this time has passed, we still have fun and know how to light one up. But the dream isn't over, not just yet. There is still so much more to be done. Hey, it's just the way she goes some days. Don't you give up, turn around and walk away. Cause the day, just another cloudy day. There's a light at the end, my friend. Come with me and you'll see love take my hand. Now the clouds are parting and the sun shines here again. There's a light at the end, my friend. Come with me and you'll see love take my hand. Cause now the clouds are parting and the sun shines here again. Hey, it's the way she goes some days. Don't you give up, turn around and walk away. Cause today, just another cloudy day. There's a light at the end, my friend. Come with me and you'll see love take my hand. Now the clouds are parting and the sun shines here again.
KZE, we have a special break in the music for you right now, and you're going to find out why in just a second. This is Andy Gladding making a very rare appearance on the 98.1 airwaves. I usually leave it to the professionals, but today I had to come in because we have some very special guests in the studio, and I said, hey, I better do this one myself because these guys seem like they really need to be handled with care. And looking around the studio, it makes a lot of sense. You just heard the track Way She Goes by Bungtown Falls. Funny enough, from Long Island, is Long Island known for having waterfalls? Is that right?
I don't think there's any waterfalls on Long Island, but the place that it is based on is in New York. It's upstate New York. I can't give away all the secrets. It is a code name for another place up there, but it's a magical place. It was born at a music festival, and that's what we like to do.
So this the secret, the town of Bungtown. There's no zip code. There's no municipalities. Anybody paying taxes? Nobody's paying taxes.
There are no taxes.
If they're paying taxes, I'm not getting any of it. You know.
Well, we are an LLC now, so we're doing some write offs
to avoid taxes.
Yeah, taxes are taxes are something we're actively.
There are accountants involved.
So let's introduce yourself, guys. We're going to go from my left to right here because we are sitting in studio and around a table here. So here we go, Bungtown Falls. Who are we?
I am Spencer. I play bass guitar.
I'm Alex, and I play the regular guitar, and I like to party.
I'm Joe, and I play the drums.
Carl, and I'm the singer.
You don't play anything, Carl?
No, not in the band.
Okay, so Carl, does Carl like have to carry equipment? I mean, being the singer, does it, or is that not part of his contract? Did you get out of having to do that?
No, I'd say I do a majority of the carrying and get a majority of the slack for not carrying.
Whoa. Yeah. Would you guys...
Just out of stigma.
Is he telling... He does the majority of the carrying? That's a thing?
Sometimes he does a lot of carrying on the setup. We usually lose him during the breakdown. That's part of what he does for us. Is getting lost during the breakdown. It's actually in his job description to some degree. So,
My contract dictates that I have to get off stage and talk to everybody out there and spread the word,
especially all the hot, good-looking people.
Yeah. Right, I start with them.
Yeah, of course. That's what a lead singer has to do.
Some people would call it networking. I call it, you're just flirting with everyone out there, buddy.
Yeah.
Again, that's front man duty. But this sounds like you guys need to bring this up to the community council, the Bungtown Falls Community Council, maybe the village attorney and work on that contract.
We call them the Council of Drop Bears.
Very good. Very good. So when you're not in your primary residence in zip code-less Bungtown, upstate New York, where are you guys from?
I live in Long Beach.
Okay, very cool.
I live in Oceanside.
All right, Nassau County, baby.
I live in Merrick.
Wow, my wife is from Merrick. She'd be very happy to meet you.
And I just went from Long Beach back to Oceanside, and we'll see where I end up next.
So I do hear some throwback to Long Beach, but Long Beach, California, in some of your tracks here. There's definitely a beachside vibe going on here, which is very cool. Is this something that you guys – tell us about your sound. How do you develop your sound? Because I love these tracks. These tracks are really great, especially Way She Goes. I was kind of jamming to it in my car earlier today, and I think it's pretty killer stuff. But where are you guys drawing your inspiration from?
I think, like, finding the sound musically has been a pretty long journey, but it all started, you know, just basically we're all South Shore, Long Island, beachheads. You know, we like to have a good time. Loved music like Sublime, loved music like Slightly Stupid, and also love a lot of other influences out there in the psychedelic and rock world and stuff like that. And we don't really call it reggae, we don't really call it jam rock, we made up our own term for it. We call it Gonzo Beach Rock.
Gonzo Beach, this is very cool. There's a lot going on here.
It's kind of like fish stories, you know, like they're a little bit larger than life stories that are based in truth. I mean, every song that we have definitely has some kind of element of truth, some story, some ridiculous thing that we did at some point. And we're like, just write that down. It'll be something.
The names are changed to protect the innocent. I totally understand.
100%.
Sometimes they aren't.
Yeah.
We got a new track coming out, and we definitely name drop.
Well, being called out in an original, you know, original rock or jam tune is definitely a sign of flattery, regardless of whether it's in a positive or negative context.
It's meant to be the highest of honors.
It sure is.
Shout out to Greggy.
So would the person or the individuals you're calling out, would they hear a Bungtown Falls song and be like, oh, dude, that's me. They're totally talking about me.
Yeah.
I hope everyone feels that way.
Especially for the newest one we have coming out, 100%. Yeah.
I was just telling my buddy Mark here, who's our I don't even know what Mark's title is, just master of engineering over here and just wizard. He's actually working on his parents' house. Apparently, he can turn all of the lights on and off from his parents' house from his laptop here. That's a level of control that really, when you say, okay, boomer.
That sounds dangerous.
I love that. That's like
you know, mom and dad say no Wi-Fi. You're like, all right, no lights.
Can you turn off individual lights in the house too? Wow, okay.
He has total control, Carl.
Color changing. Yes.
This is kind of Bungtown prank we like.
Yes.
So when they go, you know, listen, you spent too much money at the Hofstra campus deli, he's like, lights out.
Yeah. Lights out. You can go like all red lights and put on like a voice changer and like come through the speakers like...
I do find it kind of ironic that, you know, that we're actually not doing this interview at WKZ and Red Hook. We're doing this at Hofstra, which is so cool because you guys are a Nassau County band, and this was closer for you guys. Wasn't closer for me, but it was closer for you. So we super serve not only our audience on 98.1, but also the musicians. That's what makes it really special.
We appreciate that.
I'm sure. Especially with gas being $4 and whatever it is, a gallon now.
Yeah, we got to save up the gas for the trek next week.
That's right. The deployment and we call the reason for the visit definitely be where you guys are going to be at Froggy Days. This is so cool because Froggy Days generally has not had a radio presence. All the Froggy Days that I've been involved with, I've been more of either a performer or a spectator. But this is the first time we're bringing the radio stations to town. We're bringing a couple of radio. We're bringing KZE, we're bringing Wall Radio, WDLC. So We'll have the t-shirt gun and the wheel of prizes, but you guys will have all the jams and stuff. This is going to be great.
Yes, we're bringing the party for sure.
For our Hudson Valley audience that might not be familiar with the downstate, je ne sais quoi of a band such as yourself, I have a very deep and very important musical question for you guys, especially being from the South Shore. What is the best pizza place in Nassau County? Mm.
Shout out Galleria and Merrick. All right. That's my take.
Galleria is good. I've eaten there. Eaten there.
Leah's in Oceanside's pretty pretty serious.
I'm going to top that with my new favorite, DeCoco's in the Sands
new
Shopping Center.
New owners after
Oceanside, yeah.
After some point, they do make good pizza. Yeah.
Okay. Now, in terms of when we talk about good pizza, and this is something the tri-state area is very, very, very akin to and tuned in on. What is more important? Are we cheese, sauce, dough? What do we think?
You can't put any part over another, I think.
Yeah, it's definitely like an all-in-one inclusive rating thing.
Right,
but
a stable dough.
Yeah, right? Your floppiness level, your cheese level,
you
your
can't
sauce
have a sweet
level.
Sauce.
These are all things that tally in.
If you're adding sugar to your sauce, you're out of here, dude, you know?
I was going to say, everybody's got like a different opinion, but I think he hit on something that I can
and some level,
agree,
like
no
Ninja Turtles snap to that cheese, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you all remember the cartoons if you're
of course.
A certain age. That cheese snap, you know,
that's
a real
cool?
thing. And if you haven't experienced it, then.
Do you know? I maybe a little conspiracy
theory. You're not allowed
to say
any brand names
right
now.
Moment, guys. So the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is based on a manga, on a comic book.
Really?
Right? And yeah, it's like a dark, like noir comic book. And nowhere in that comic book do they ever once mention pizza. Like, it's really like it's a dark ninja thing.
Sure.
So they in the 90s, somebody buys the adaptation. They're like, all right, we're going to make a cartoon with it and all that. We need some sponsors. It's going to be Saturday morning cartoons. The number one sponsor was Domino's Pizza.
Oh, wow.
So they turned around. They said, well, we'll sponsor the crap out of it. We'll pay for all of it. But our caveat is that their favorite food is pizza, but
wow.
Not just pizza, right? This is where they really get you. What was their favorite pizza?
Oh, pepperoni, right?
Pepperoni with?
Ooh, oh my
extra
God.
Extra cheese.
Extra cheese.
Because that's two toppings and that's two plus cells.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. This is like a deep look at me. See, we're all about marketing and radio. So I think I gotta figure out a spin for some of our sponsors.
Who knows the authority on pizza conspiracies?
I'm the tinfoil hat guy of the band, for sure. Yeah. You might see me walking around Froggy Days with a tinfoil hat. Come say hello. I'll tell you some cool stories.
If you'd like to make one, we also bring extra tinfoil.
We do host a tinfoil hat building contest and workshop.
Well, you know what I'll have to do is we kind of have like an official pizza place for WKZE that's right at like literally like three buildings away from the studio, which is Salvatore's, wood-fired. So maybe I might
Sounds
have to
good.
Bring some to see if it matches up to the standards
Ooh,
of Bunktown
okay. Should
Falls.
We have a pizza off?
Yes. We could, but it's going to require. The problem is, if you guys bring it up from Long Beach, it's probably not going to travel.
All right,
well.
So here's what I propose. I think you know where I'm going to go with this, right?
I have no idea.
The staple
go
for a good pizza. You want to know what the real bar
oh,
is?
Oh yeah.
It's eating it cold the next day.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, I love.
Can
this.
It hang?
Yeah.
Can it hang 24 hours, and be just and. Come on, we'll see each other first thing in the morning. After a couple beers, we wake up, do our yoga, do our stretch. What's better than that in the hangover is a cold slice of pizza. I think that's where we really gun it down.
You know what?
Fitness this is next to God.
This needs to be a Froggy Days feature. I think we got to talk to Keith and Heather and see if there should be like a morning after pizza area for recovery. we talk about all this other recovery stuff, and especially the day after, Saturday, I don't think is really deserving of the recovery because you really shouldn't be burned out by then. No. But I think Sunday?
It's a marathon.
Yeah. You know what? Keith, Heather, I know you're going to listen to this, and you're probably listening right now. You're going to want to make sure you work this into the Fall Froggy Festival because this is the spring. But the best part about Froggy Days is there's the fall, the fall version, the end of summer. So we get to kick off the summer on the lily pad, and we get to terminate the summer on the lily pad.
Close
very
it out.
Very
yeah.
cool.
Important part of the Bunktown open season, the opening and closing at Froggy Days.
I set my calendar to this. So.
I'm in. I'm so in. All right, we got time for one more track here. I want to talk about, what is it? I should know this. Empire State. That three keeps throwing me off. I want to say Third World, Third Eye, Empire State. So tell me about this real quick, and then we'll roll it for all of your adoring new Hudson Valley fans.
This is actually a really fun track. It's featuring lead singer from Audic Empire. He does an awesome vocal track in the second verse. Shout out to Audic Empire down over in Texas.
So you guys are doing the collabs. You're like interstate commerce here.
Ronnie Bowman.
Thank you. I was totally brain farting.
Got you.
Sorry, Ronnie.
Very cool. Well, tell me a little more about it. You know, give us a little insight. You guys are very mysterious. We can't talk about where Audicon is from. We can't. There's secret messages. Tell us about this.
Audic Empire came up to visit us in Long Beach. They asked to book a show, so we played a show together, and we went out drinking afterwards, and it was a wild night.
Yeah, there was a lot of drama for one little night in the East End of Long Beach. A lot of drinks, a lot of chaos.
It's usually fighting, how it goes.
A little police encounter. It really had all the makings for a good East End Long Beach night. And we kind of rolled it up and told the story with our friend once he settled back home in Texas. So we sent him the track, just told him to cut a verse about the night. That's the track we put out.
Very cool.
Like we said, Gonzo Beach Rock, telling the story, but just telling a little bit nicer, a little cooler.
I love it. I love it. Very cool, guys. Thanks for coming in today to the studio. And it just goes to the power of radio. We could make radio anywhere, whether it's in Long Island, it's in the Hudson Valley, it's around the world. We do it here. All right, 98.1 KZ, Bunktown Falls. Here we go.
See you, Froggy Days.
Woo, Froggy. Woo.
Came to town, the cops, the boys that stood the ground. Sweet.